Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to have a time tonight, aren't we? Somebody say hallelujah. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Let's stand tonight, if you will. What a privilege it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Turn, won't you just turn around and shake somebody's hand? You may have to walk around a little bit, but it'll be worth it. Shake their hand, tell them you're glad to see them in the house of the Lord tonight. Play a little bit of that song, brethren, if it'll play. Shake somebody else's hand. Brother Rob, God bless you, buddy. Appreciate it. It's going to be wonderful. Amen. He makes flowers grow. Somebody say hallelujah. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Brother Terry blessed our hearts here on Wednesday night from the word of the Lord. And we certainly appreciate the message, Brother Terry. I didn't realize a man could love his wife like that. No, I take that back. We certainly appreciate the message. And Brother Terry just... brought that out in such a beautiful way. And we're just glad to be back in the house of the Lord tonight. Brother David Seiler is going to be bringing us the message tonight, and I know you're looking forward to that, brother. I was just telling Brother Terry and Brother David both, and it's not just true for them, but our ministry in this assembly, besides our pastor, they bring so much substance and so much quality to this congregation. And I appreciate them very much. Don't you? Give our ministers a nice hand tonight. Praise the Lord. We certainly appreciate, you know, just to know that our brothers here, they have no agenda of their own. They're not trying to cause problems in the church, but just, it's just smooth sailing when Brother Donnie's away and he has our ministry here to stand in and bring the word of the Lord. Well, it's just real good to be a part of that, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God for the ministry. If you will, let's look at our prayer request tonight. We want to remember Brother Terry Stockton. His back is very bad, caused him a lot of pain. So if you would remember him in prayer tonight. Our grandson Peyton has been sick this week. He has walking pneumonia. So if you would remember him in prayer, just that the Lord would be mindful of him. And I think others here that have been mentioned as having maybe Karen Hampton having pneumonia and some different ones that's been sick. So let's pray for those folks that have been suffering from that. Brother Jim, Sister Linda Maxwell turns in a prayer request. Two people have received negative doctor's reports that could be very severe. Marilyn Buchanan and Matthew Price. So we certainly want to remember those needs tonight, that the Lord would be mindful of that. Brother Al Stevens from New York, he wants us to remember his wife, Sister Dawn, in prayer. Got problems in her body. She's just seeking the healing of the Lord. Also, the note here says that she desires a closer walk and a filling of the Holy Ghost. That's a good request, isn't it? So praise the Lord for that. Let's pray that the Lord would grant that in her life. I want to please pray for Isaac Wyko. He's in the emergency room due to a minor football injury. So let's pray for that young man tonight, that the Lord would be mindful of him. Also, I want to pray for Brother Tracy. His legs are very swollen, causing him a lot of pain. So let's pray for our brother tonight. Brother Tracy, just a precious brother here in our church. We love him. I want to remember Brother Curtis Hunnell. The doctors have told him, or they actually told him on Friday, that he has a fungal infection in his lungs. So we want to remember that need tonight. Also, Brother James Stepper, that the Lord would just be with Brother James. And all those in our local assembly that are sick need a touch from the Lord. You have an unspoken prayer request tonight, something you'd like for this group to pray about. Well, we know that God's able, don't he? If you believe God is bigger than all of your problems, somebody say, my God is bigger. And I believe that's not just words. I believe that with all of my heart tonight, because he has proven time and time and time again that he's big enough to take care of whatever our problems are. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got music. Have we got any music? I was beginning to think we was in the Church of Christ or something here. Let's sing Oasis one more time. Can you get that thing to make any kind of a sound? Well, yes, God, your oasis in dry places, he makes flowers grow. God, your oasis, and where his grace is, living waters flow. Oh yes, now God is your oasis. In dry places, he makes flowers grow. God is your oasis. Where his grace is, living waters flow. Praise the Lord. Brother Joe, come tonight if you would. Brother Joe Hara, let's commit these things unto the Lord. Ask God to have his perfect divine will, all these requests. And in this service tonight, we just want it to be dedicated to the glory and to the honor of our God, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Joe, we love you, buddy. Appreciate you.
Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, as our Brother Louie was talking about the ministry here, Lord, I thought about the words that Brother Tony Alma told us the other night, Lord. This thing could go on for 10 years or more, Lord. Lord, and that it hurts our hearts sometimes, Lord. As the bride, Lord, is desiring to leave this God-forsaken place. Lord, but we have the reassurance, Lord, that we are under a ministry, Lord. Lord, if it was to go on that long. Lord, what a consolation to know that 10 years from now, Father, what a greater revelation we will have. Lord, a greater revelation not only of who you are, Lord, but of who we are. Lord, and if it takes that long, Father, for you to get me to where I need to be, Lord, may that word keep holding me, Father. May that word keep pulling me through. Lord, Satan's trying on every hand, Father, to get us to reason, Lord. As we see people, Lord, it's been staunch in this message, Lord, for many, many years, Lord. They're starting to reason it away, Father. Lord, but we're underneath the word, Father, a bride word for this age, Lord. Lord, as Brother David comes forth tonight, Lord, Lord, I pray that you'd use him, Lord, to give us more, Father, of what we need to hold us through, Father. These needs, Lord, there's many needs, Lord. Each time it seems the pile gets more and more of needs that people need deliverance, need healing, Lord. Depressed, Lord, in the hospital, have sickness, Father. Lord, we believe you're a healer, Father. We're claiming these tonight, Lord, each and every one. Little Peyton there, Lord, with walking pneumonia. Touch him, Lord. Karen Hampton, Father. Brother Tracy, Lord. Lord, there's many needs, Father. Lord, Gary Longoria texted me the other day, Lord, has some medical concerns. Lord, I pray that you would touch him, Father. Each hand that was raised, know that heart, Lord. Know that need, Father. We thank you for it. We give you the service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joe. God bless you. Ushers, if you'll come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. Those that are visiting tonight with us, we certainly want to welcome you to the service. Glad to have you. All those that are streaming the service tonight, we certainly pray that the Lord would just let those folks receive a blessing as well. Let's sing a song tonight. I bowed on my knees and cried holy. God bless you. Good to see you in the service tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it tonight if you will.
I dreamed of that city called glory, oh, so bright and so fair. When I entered the gates, I cried holy. The angels all met me there. They showed me from mansion to mansion, and all the sights I saw. I want to see Jesus, the one who died for all. I bowed on my knees and cried holy.
I'll sing it to the church.
City, all my friends all knew me well. They showed me all through heaven, all the scenes there were too many. I saw Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I saw Mark, Luke, and Timothy. Oh, but I say, I want to give praise to the one who died for me. Oh, I bowed on my knees and cried holy. Yes, I cried, holy. I cried, holy. Oh, I clap my hands and sing glory. I sing glory to the Son of God. I thought when I saw my Savior, oh glory to come. I just fell right down before Him singing, just praise to the name of my Lord. I bow down and worship Jehovah. Oh, my friend. Hallelujah. Calvary. Say it, Brother Harry.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, let's just sing another song. You're singing extra good tonight. I appreciate that. May God bless you. Let's sing a little chorus tonight. I believe we can sing this and tell the truth within our heart, with all of our heart. He's still a working on me. How many of you are still a work in progress? You're not what you ought to be, and you're not what you want to be. But just like our colored sister said, thank God. We ain't what we used to be. If you love the Lord with all your heart, give Him a big hand. Have a praise. Oh, He's still working on me. Make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the star, the sun and the earth. Thank you. the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Excuse me just one second. Can I do something that our pastor does? Stick yours out at him too.
There you go.
Matter of fact, all of you, just stick your tongue out at the devil. Now give Jesus a big hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Oh, he's still working on me. Make me what I ought to be. It took you just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be. But he's still working on me. Oh, say it again. Oh, he's still working on me. Hallelujah. You can be seated tonight. God bless you. Brother Tim has a song for us tonight. And then Brother Harry, if he can work that out, I want him to do that. Mine and Brother Terry's favorite song in just about the whole world, The Dove Leads the Lamb. I don't know if he's able to do that tonight on with the situation, but he'll sing something, I'm certain.
For the season to be right, for the portion that only could fulfill. But when the season had come, looking back where I'd come from, unfolds to me God's grace. Never can you painted fire. You gotta get it on your soul. No painted fire. Gotta get it on your.
I am redeemed. Heavenly Father, how we love you tonight. I can just imagine, Lord, as it was many years ago. Lord, as Calvary's day come to an end. No doubt that Satan thought he had overcome and thought that the victory had been won. But what he didn't realize is there was fixed to come a knock at his door. Hallelujah. Our Lord took every mark, every sin of shame, went down to hell, conquered death, hell, and the grave. Not only did you die, you resurrected. Just as you'd already prophesied, destroy this temple and I'll raise it in 3 days. Lord, we are so thankful that we are the beneficiaries of the resurrection. Knowing, Lord, that you have given us resurrection benefits. Lord, you said by your stripes we're healed. Lord, you have so saved us, set us apart. We're thankful, Lord God. The song is saying, Lord, as Brother Harry said, we can drop off these old heavy chains. These things that had us bound, Lord. We are so grateful, Lord, that you've given us this wonderful thing called grace and mercy and love. We ask, Lord, that tonight may you just come, Lord, and may you just help us, Father. We ask, dear God, that your Spirit would just come. Lord, may you just anoint us. Anoint each one of us, Lord. Anoint us afresh, I pray. Lord, I ask that you just come, Lord. May you have your way in this building tonight. I ask, Father, that you just take the word. You see every need. You know every heart. Take us now. Help us as we surrender to you. In Jesus Christ's name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to go to the book of John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 1. John chapter 1, verse 1. Then we'll read down a few verses of scripture and I will give you our subject for what we want to look at this evening. How many's glad to be in the house of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And in Him was life. Now watch as this type He's going to give us. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And he came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the words. You may be seated. I want to speak from that last portion of the scripture in verse 12. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I want to just lay, first of all, what we want to look at just for a moment to kind of get our minds going this direction for what we want to look at. I'll quote to you out of the message. There's a man present controlling the light. Brother Ram said, I want you to notice now he was made flesh, which he actually quotes verse 14 of the same chapter. When the word become flesh, it become manifested. You take the word, put it in the right position, the right kind of ground, and it'll bring forth. The seed will bring forth of its kind. And the word brought into the right kind of a heart, it'll manifest itself. It'll bring forth the light. It'll bring forth upon it. All right, nothing natural or spiritual can live without God's light. Life only comes by the light. Again, he says in the spiritual life, eternal life can only come by God's spoken word life. The life that was in the S-O-N this time, in him is light, and in him is no darkness. He's God's spoken light. That's right. The congregation says, amen. God's spoken word for the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God, and it's forever God. And it takes the light of God to strike the word to make it live. Here's what it is spoken. Brother Brown Patches Bible, he said, now let the light shine. Amen. Let the light shine. And the light will bring every word to its right position. Hallelujah. In its season, amen, I hope you see when it comes time, sometimes that grain lays in the earth dormant. And all through the winter, like the seed, it goes through the winter and it takes a lot of God to shine upon that word to vindicate it. To prove that God still speaks life. Eternal life. He speaks natural life, brings the life, and life only comes by the light. Heat sowed in the ground, but when that sun gets just right, oh, it's got to live. It can't live without the sun. So we find that God is laying a principle that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God don't change, and His Word don't change. And I know that God, as He set that order in the beginning to bring life by life, He's still bringing it that way tonight. God is not going to change it just because it seems like as time would go on that it would look like it's going to get, the conditions are going to get worse, the age is going to get worse. We're living in the darkest hour that there ever has been. But there's never been a light like there is tonight. There is a lot of darkness. There's a lot of discouraging things around us, but there's never been a revelation like you and I possess tonight. We possess the very mind of God tonight. This ain't a man that has guessed at the word. We have thus saith the Lord tonight. God has sent us a vindicated prophet. And brother and sister, I'm not ashamed of that tonight. I'm thankful that we have received this end time revelation. There is no higher order to reveal the word outside of a prophet. The word don't come to an evangelist. The word don't come to the pastor. The word is only comes to the prophet. It takes a prophet to take the divine word of God and break open the mysteries of the word of God and reveal them to you and I tonight. Now we see it takes light to have life. And if you don't have the Holy Ghost tonight, I'll just tell you, your seed is still dormant. Amen. Paul said in the book of Ephesians chapter 1, and you hath He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. Where in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among, now notice He's typing this with a seed. We was planted among them. We are not one of them. We was just planted among them. We was among, also had our conversation times past, lust of the flesh, for fulfilling the desires of the flesh or the mind, and were by nature. We was not children by seed. Just notice, He says these are people that by nature. Because if you've got seed tonight, you who were dead in trespasses and sin, you've been quickened and made alive. If there's no seed there, there's nothing to quicken inside of it. But God, who's rich in mercy, for His great love, where He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, I like this, He has quickened us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So a seed of God has a different position than any other people on the face of the earth. We are not earthbound creatures. We are not people of time. Come on, somebody. He said you are made to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come that He might show exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. You have He quickened. Notice now He is telling us we was dead in trespasses and sins. There's not an angel in the building tonight. We was all dead in trespasses and sins. We was all lived in the world. We lived it, but we wasn't a part of the world. Because there was a seed planted inside our bodies. God has something in you, and when God gets ready, He'll shine the light on that seed. Paul said He's quickened you. It means He's quickened you. Abraham said that word, quickened. And the message of Easter, the Easter seal, he said to quicken means to make alive. That means we was dead. If He made us alive, we was loving the world. We was a part of the world, but we died to those things. And He quickened us to something brand new. Abraham tells us, he said you was dead in trespasses and sins. Where in times past you walk according to the course of this world. We walk like them. We talk like them. We cuss like them. Amen, somebody. We smoke like them. You drunk like them. But the difference between you is there was something deposited in your life. God put something in you, and one day He was going to come and get it back. Made alive. Made alive. We're not dead tonight. We're not dead tonight. We are alive. Barham said, when it's dead, it needs to be buried. We're not dead tonight. We've been quickened, made alive. Every time light comes, life has to come. You get no life unless God sends a light for that age. You believe that? Barham tells us in Rising of the Sun, every ordained, predestinated seed of God shall come to life. That ain't maybe, that ain't hope so. They shall come to life. Even against your better judgment, you're going to come to life tonight. No matter what it looks like, it's going to come to life. No matter what it's in, it's going to come to life. It shall come to life when that light spreads across the earth. The glorious gospel in every age, it'll bring forth a crop. Oh, brother, couldn't we preach right there a moment? It's going to bring forth a crop. I said it's going to bring forth a crop. He didn't do all this just to get one. Come on, somebody. God don't want just one person. He wants a many-member body tonight. He wants a whole crop. No farmer. I was raised in the South in the field in the plains of Arkansas. There is no farmer plants one seed to get one plant. Amen. But I'll tell you this. Because one seed went into the ground, that means if he dies, he will not die alone. But if he dies, he'll bring forth much fruit. Brother Ram said he'll bring forth that crop that God ordained it to. I want you to look at this terminology. God ordained it to. It shall be. Takes all the wiggle room out of it. Takes all the maybes or the ifs. There's no gray area in it. God said it's going to be. It will be. And it has to because God said it. Amen. Brother Ram said in every age he'll bring forth that crop it's ordained to. He's had to raise from the dead. What a wonderful thing that is. I'm alive or quickened. The word means quickened. The Greek word means something that's made alive after death. But it's got to die first. But I said that seed has got to die. And it has to rotten. And that's what your life has to do. It has to die and rotten and die out. You can't straddle the fence tonight. It has to die. You can only straddle the fence forever so long. Sooner or later, you're going to come to a post. Brother, it's post time tonight. Amen. Choose you this day whose side you're on. Come on, somebody. Who's believed our report tonight? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Whose side are you on tonight? But it's manifestation time. It's time to choose if you're going to stand for the word or not. Everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken today. You better get a real grip, a real hold on what God's revealed to you. Amen. Brother, we're living in a day where men is doubting our message. Come on, somebody. They're doubting with their vindication of it. God didn't vindicate it for man to see it. God vindicated because it's the word of God tonight. Amen. Notice Abraham said this. He said it had to be quickened. Book of Genesis says it like this in chapter 1. In the beginning, God created. He made you alive. And in Genesis, the word created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Amen. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. He didn't need some scientists to figure out how it's going to happen. He didn't need somebody by education, see if they can prove it in the newspaper somewhere. Come on, somebody. God said it, and that's it tonight. And God said, let there be light. We don't know how many years went by. We don't know how much time went by. But God said, let there be light. And there was good. And God divided the light. And God divided the light from the darkness. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters. And let it divide the waters from the waters. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. And it was so. And God said, oh, I like that. Not man. God did. Not some theologian. God did. Not some professor. God said it. Amen. God said, let there be. That's the Big Bang Theory I believe in. God said it. Bang, it happened. Hallelujah. God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind. Cattle, creeping beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so. So God kept saying, let there be. And once God speaks it, God cannot retract what he spoke. God ain't an Indian giver. Come on, somebody. God ain't going to take back that which he spoke. He must bring it to pass. What are you talking about, brother? Talk about you tonight. God said it. It's got to come forth. He can't retract what he said about you. Just because it's an evil time, God's not going to take back his word. Amen. Just because it's an hour of darkness, God's not retracting his word tonight. And so, amen. God opens his mouth. He begins to speak his word. And God's word can no more fail than what he himself can fail. Amen. And God said, let there be. And God said, let there be. And God said it. And then we find the Bible tells us that the earth was there, but it was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But that sounds like my life. How about yours tonight? Dark, void, without form. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, begin to speak his word. And Brother Ram tells us the first thing that came out of God's mouth, he said, if we could see, it's almost like a little light. He said, we'll call it, you Bible readers call it the Logos, which is a little light. And Brother Ram said, by that Logos, which is the Son of God, he said, that Logos began to brood over this earth. Well, that's a mystery of your life. You don't know how you come to this message. You don't know how you got where you're at tonight. I'll tell you how. He brooded over your life. That seed laid there, and God kept brooding over it and waiting over it until the right day came, and then the light struck the seed. Glory! I say glory! The Logos began to speak. Let there be the earth which was without form and void, darkness upon the face of the deep. When God's voice began to speak, something began to materialize. Cool. You may not be able to see with your natural eye, but something, an atom began to turn. Something began to happen. Something in the invisible began to move. Why? God said, let there be. God created the light. The sun was made to rule during the daytime. But God didn't stop there. He created the moon. And the moon was made to rule. Hallelujah. The moon's made to rule in the nighttime. It reflects the light of the sun. In the absence of the sun, the moon is there to rule. Hearing people around our message, we look at ourselves like we're victims. Can't help ourselves. Can't make it. Barely going through. But my Bible said the light was made to rule. God help me tonight. God set his word in order. And God spoke his word upon an earth that was without form and void. And God's word began to infiltrate this earth. And God began to speak word and lay them up the earth. But yet they're just in seed form. Oh, glory. And God spoke a tree into existence, but it was in seed form. God spoke oak trees into existence, but it's in seed form. God grew all types of trees, but they're in seed form. They're real. They're laying there. Come on, somebody. You may not be able to see them, but they're in that dirt somewhere. They're laying down in there. You may have stood there and said, I don't see nothing. I don't see how, I don't know how we're going to make it. How are we going to get through? How in the world are we ever going to go in the rapture? There's a seed laying there. Don't be discouraged because you ain't seeing something. Hallelujah. But that's first pull and second pull. They wanted to feel something. Woo. He got out before I even could catch it. Woo. Amen. They want to see something. They want to feel something. They want somebody to do something in front of them. Come on, somebody. They want Jesus to do something while he's sitting there. Do a miracle for us. Listen, God ain't here to play games tonight. Amen. It lay there in seed form. To your mind, you may have thought there ain't no way this is ever going to bring forth anything. But God had already spoken. You believe that tonight? For us, what God did was, he placed the seeds upon that earth. And within that seed, there's a power of transformation. Oh God, I'm going to tell you this. It's not within the dirt. It's within the seed that has the power. That ought to help you tonight. Listen to this statement. It's not your power to transform. The Bible said it's God's power to transform. I can't transform anybody, and you can't either. It's God's power to transform. I'm going to change myself and make myself better. You don't have that ability tonight. It's God's power to transform. The power lays in the seed tonight. I'm going somewhere. Just hang on. You love him tonight? First thing, God spoke that word in seed form in the earth. But what happened was, he said the earth began to move away from the presence of the sun. And what happened was, the further it got away from the sun, the colder this earth got. But Joel said, I will restore, saith the Lord. And for seven church days, I mean for all time, the earth began to move from the presence of the sun, and it began to turn away from the presence of the sun. And the rest of the earth become an ice glacier. It become iced over. Don't worry, the seeds are still there. Don't be discouraged, they're still laying there. It may not be in the presence of the sun, but they're still there. But I'm said, the earth began to turn on its axis and become cold, dormant, still. Don't look like God's within a million miles of earth. But when God got ready, and God knew what hour, what season, what day, what moment to bring this earth back into the presence of the sun. Oh, glory to God. And Brother Ram said, when he did, the light rays from that sun, starting from one side, going to the other, begin to melt the ice that was upon this earth. How many know that's right? And Brother Ram said the coldness began to move back and begin to drive back. It drove back the coldness. It drove back the darkness. Hallelujah! We was once cold, formal, living in darkness, but God moved us back into the presence of the sun. Brother, I said, when it did, the ice began to melt and it began to remove and began to form rivers and canyons and valleys, and it began to run down through the earth. And now God has a beautiful Garden of Eden. Brother Ram says in the fourth seal, why hurry? He said Genesis 1:1, the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, period. Period. That's all the world without form and void. And I believe every seed was laying right there from some other civilization or something. As soon as the water lifted off and the light struck it, up come the trees and everything. Watch his next statement. The same thing with a human being. It's in time in the midst when it began to move away and the revealed truth to that real seed. That real seed laying there still germatized. Well, that ought to give you hope tonight. No matter what's going on in your life, that ought to give you hope. No matter what you've been going through, that ought to give you hope tonight. That seed is still germatized laying there. I tell you, alcohol can't take away that germatized seed. Drugs can't take it away. Cigarettes can't take it away. When God germatized something, nobody can take what God spoke away. Amen. It just took it coming back into the presence of the sun. Brother Ram said the sun began to bake down upon this earth. And there was seeds laying in that soil. Oh, hallelujah. Remember now, it takes the predestinated light of your hour to bring forth the right kind of seed. Amen. In other words, it takes the right light. Takes the right revelation. Amen. Can't live off Luther's revelation. Can't live off Martin's revelation. Come on, somebody. Can't live off some day gone by light. Gotta have a light of the hour. Paul said like this in Ephesians chapter 1, according as he has chosen us. In him. Where's the seed live at? In him, in the earth. In him, without before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, without blame, before him, in love, having predestined us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. God didn't even ask you. He didn't ask what your opinion was of it. He just did it without even telling you. Amen. God's promise ain't coming around with the conjunction of what you think about it. God said it. Period. Oh, don't you just love him tonight? God began to speak. Remember, brother, I said when God spoke, he planted it in seed form. God didn't speak full-grown trees into existence. God puts everything in seed form. Amen. You go to the supermarket today, you find seedless watermelons. You find seedless grapes. Everything's become seedless. God never created no such a thing. Everything God makes has a seed in it. Because he said in the book of Genesis, every seed must bring forth of its own kind. If there's no seed in it, how can it reproduce itself? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. Abraham said, God began to separate and the light moved at the right time and the right day and the right hour. And God created a beautiful Garden of Eden. You know what happened? Satan invaded what God created. Satan can't create. So all he can do is try to mess up what God created. That's the reason this world is, and Satan is the god of this evil world. He's the god of this land. Amen. Everywhere you look, do you see it? It's because the age we live in has become naturally and spiritually perverted. Come on, somebody. Almost every government office is coming out of the closet, and I wish they'd stay in. But they was born like that. They can't help it. Yes, they can. I said, yes, they can. Amen. Every seed will bring forth of its own kind. God created a man to be a man. He created a woman to be a woman. What is it? Perversion. What's happened naturally among us has already taken place spiritually for hundreds of years. They've taken the word of God and they perverted the very word of God. They're only producing what their pulpits has been preaching. Come on, somebody. Brother, you've got a perverted gospel in the pulpit. How can the people keep from being what they are? Amen. What happened? God has to shine his light on the scene. Amen. in the middle of darkness, perversion, coldness, God's going to bring forth light. St. John chapter 4. There's a woman that come at the right time and the right day and the right season to the right well to meet the right man. Well, it just makes me feel good all over. She went there to the well to get water. Natural water. Brother, she's fixing to get a drink of something she ain't never tasted before. There was a piece of dirt laying there. It was cold, without form, void. Come on, somebody. Darkness laid upon her life, all kinds of sins. That seat was covered by all types of perversions, all types of doubts and beliefs, ideals, theology. But a seed was down there. And Jesus opened his mouth and began to speak. He didn't even try to show her. Notice, he just spoke to her. And when Jesus began to speak, darkness began to move back. Little by little, coldness began to become penetrated. Glory to God. That seed laid down there ever so deep, so far down, the light always finds the seed. The rev said, you take it, you lay a sidewalk out and pour a sidewalk out. He said, what you don't realize is next year, grass comes up around that sidewalk. It's because somehow light got to the seed. Glory to God. She lay there. She come with her own ideal, her own agenda, what she thought she was there to do. Come on, somebody. She had her own mindset, what she thought, what she believed, and what she seen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Sitting there on Jacob's well, Jesus began to speak to her. And the sun began to turn. And the light began to strike. She didn't even realize what was going on. But something was penetrating down to that seed. That seed laying down there underneath all that dirt. Underneath all that unbelief. Underneath all that sin. Amen! That seed began to quiver just a little bit. It began to shake just a little bit. And about that time, that seed began to burst open. Brother Rem said, you feel something, a little funny feeling, don't you? What is that? That's him, sister. Don't worry. You're just feeling his presence. The seed's bursting open. A little bit of plant life, all curled, begins to just stick its head up just a little bit. But he ain't done yet. He just spoke one word. She stood there. And he said, go get your husband. The right word at the right day, at the right season, the right hour. And she said, I have no husband. He said, you've said well, for you got five. And the one you're living with ain't even your own. Brother, if she'd be sitting in our church tonight, we'd throw her out. Tell her she can't make it. You've went too far. You crossed. Because she don't match up to our idea of what they should be and how they should come. Tell me, how should a sinner come anyway? A sinner is a sinner. They can't help what they are. It's because they're a sinner. Amen, somebody. How do we expect people to come? What we want to do is we want to make professional Christians out of them. You can go to our church tonight, but make sure you wear a dress. Brother, you would have never made it in Jesus' church. Come on, somebody. She was darkness. Darkness covered her. She can't help it. That's all she knew. The light began to penetrate. Amen. Brother, you don't get cleaned up to take a shower. People around our message need their brains baptized. Because we got preconceived thoughts on how you got to come and what you got to do. And we got it all laid out. Listen, God will break out of your box. Every time you try to put God in the box, He'll break out of it every time. They ain't got to come my way. They don't come your way. They got to come God's way. It's not my power to transform. It's God's power to transform. Amen. How dare Jesus witness to this woman? He's not even in church. Well, praise the Lord. You know what most people don't? They are ashamed. That we are ashamed. Too many people, I become ashamed. We're ashamed to bow our heads and pray. We're ashamed to let people know what we believe. But they won't, they don't like it. They'll have to get over it. That's all I can tell them. You've got five, the one you're living with is not your own. Can you imagine what that must have done to her when she heard this man she's never met, never known, begin to say this to her? Deep inside, that seed began to pop up. And a little leaf began to form. Keep going. What'd you come to do? I've come to draw a well. Well, the well's deep and you ain't got nothing to draw with. I've got water for you. But it ain't out of this well. It is a well. It is a fountain. But it ain't Jacob's fountain. It ain't Jacob's well. This water I'm telling you about, you don't have to worry about living wrong. You don't have to worry about being a sinner. You don't have to worry about having coldness and darkness. You drink this water, it'll change your life forever. But remember, said when their eyes was open, same as he did for that woman at the well, notice there she come up, very arrogant. Uh-oh. Somebody gets arrogant to us, we just like, forget you. But Jesus knew what he was after. Little old ill-famed woman, probably the poor kid, been turned out on the street to live anyway. But right there in her heart, she had a predestinated seed laying there. Them priests and everything over there, they had education. Oh, glory to God. Notice, to begin with, he said, so this little woman, her life was all marred. Right down in her was a little bit of light, but way down in there was a seed. Watch what it's doing. Waiting. Waiting. And as sure as the light can strike a seed that's germatized, it'll live. I believe God can take a drunk and make a preacher out of him. Come on, somebody. I believe God can take a prostitute and make a daughter of God out of her. I believe God can take a drug addict and make a son of God out of him. But I'll tell you why. Because he's still God tonight. He ain't changed. Amen. Rising sun, that sun went across the earth. I love this quote. Not to bring rocks. Not to bring rocks to life, but it was to bring all the dirt to life, but it was to bring the part of the dirt which was enclosed around a life. Not all men will receive Christ, oh no, but those which God ordained to life house around some kind of dirt in the earth. That's the one he's come to quicken. They're the ones that dirt would say, oh, I like this. Oh, nobody can live this message like this. The dirt would say, there's no way. There is no way anybody can live that message. Why that preacher, he preaches it too hot. Nobody can live like that. That's what the dirt said. Woo! Oh, that sun's so hot, and that rock would say, oh my, you mean you're going to follow that prophet stuff? I mean, that's what you're going to believe? Is God sent a prophet? And the rock says, oh, I like this, that sun's so hot. But that little seed said, that's just what I'm looking for. You never know what they're looking for. It don't matter what it looks like out here.
It don't matter how they come up to your table and wait on you. It don't matter how many earrings they got beaten in their ears and it looks like they run into a nail gun. It don't matter. There could be something inside of that life. Brother, that's the reason we need to be salty and we need to shine the light, because surely God's got a seat somewhere or we'd already be gone. That's what I'm looking for. It began to spring forth to life. It quickened the part of the dirt, because the sun was sent not to quicken the rock, not to quicken the dirt, but to quicken the life of the seed. Don't you just love him tonight? You realize that's how you got in this building tonight. If something happened in your life. That woman had representation laying on the inside of her. This means yes in Tennessee, and this means no. She had something laying in there. There was something laying in there. She may not look like a saint. She may not look like a child of God, but there was something laying in there. We would have ran up to the Pharisees and the Sadducees and said, "Bless God, the word said, and the word said, and the word said." They know it better than you do. I'm told they can take the scroll. And they can roll the scroll up and take a pen and push it through that scroll and tell you every letter it hits on the way through. They know it! They know it! But they don't know it. They can tell you what Isaiah said. They can tell you what Jeremiah said. They can tell you over and over again. They can quote to you where Isaiah said, "A virgin shall conceive." But when he was standing there speaking to them, they could not take the word and have real revelation, identify who was speaking to them. Oh, glory to God. It takes a lot of God to strike the word to make it live. Here's what he spoke. Brother Ram puts his hat. Let that light shine. Let me just tell you tonight, let your light shine. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be afraid of it. Let it shine tonight. It must quicken the seed if the seed is laying there. You realize God's word has the ability to bring life. Abraham and Sarah, her body was dead. Her body was dead. It looked dead. They tried for years to have a son. Here's the problem. The light hasn't shone on the seed yet. Oh, glory. Her body was marred. It couldn't bring forth life. It couldn't bring forth a seed of Abraham. Like Satan tries to do you when you don't see something right away. Tries to make you doubt the same way. But one day a man come by. Oh, glory to God. And he began to tell Abraham, Sarah's going to have a son according to the time of life. Did you catch that? According to the right time of life. And life can't come until light speaks. And he said, Sarah shall have a son. Even the woman herself didn't believe it when he said it. But God ain't waiting for her to believe it. He's already said it. Sarah's going to have a son, somebody. Sarah is going to have an Isaac. Isaac is a seed of God. And Isaac will be birthed. Are you hearing me, Sarah? You will produce the word made flesh in this hour. Okay, how marred you look. Okay, how dark you are. Okay, how void it is. Sarah will have a son according to the right time of life. Brother, it may take a few years. It may take 25 years. Believe in the promise that God's already spoken. And it's going to come to pass. Oh my. God's word can't stop. God has done said. I love this quote out of the message, Birth Pains. What's the reverend deals with this lily? He said, lily, consider the lily, how it grows and toils. Has to bring itself up. This little pond lily. Look where it come through. Dirt. Muck. Muddy waters. Baptist. Methodist. I mean muddy waters. Dirty waters. Ain't no life in them. Dirty waters. It pressed. It pressed. It's way through all of that. This little germ of life working itself from the bottom of that pond. Glory to God. The frogs and things are at and brings itself up through all that. But when it gets in the presence of the sun, it's born. Little seed first is opening the light. It can't do that until it goes through all the process. It's got to come through that. That's what makes it, because the sun itself, oh, I love this. The sun itself is what's drawing it. Oh, glory to God. The sun itself is what's drawing it. It just shines. It just shines. And the seed begins to burst open and life begins to grow. Why? The sun shining. Brother M said, it is the rising of the sun. When it gets fully above the dirty waters and the muck and so forth, then it's so happy. Listen, he's preached around our message. It's so happy. Woo, glory. It's so happy. Way it walks around half the time, man, I just want to just, I could just, boy, I tell you, I could slap somebody. I mean, I just, no, you're happy. You're happy. Now watch what it does. It just gives life out freely. It's beautiful life when it gets in the presence of that sun which is drawing it up. I think that's a beautiful type of a Christian life. Brother, I'm going to tell you right now, some of us come up short on that right there. When something's drawing you out of the world until one day you're born into His presence by the Holy Spirit, don't you just like that? Something changed on the inside of you. You went from wondering, how in the world are we going to make it? I just don't know. I tell you, I don't think anybody's going to be able to make it. I mean, look at the way things is going. Look at these people standing against this message. Look at everybody's falling away from the message. There's unbelievers everywhere. People's leaving the message. Left and right. Preachers are quitting. Deacons are preaching. Everybody's leaving. But I ain't. I said, I ain't. And you ain't. Why? Something's holding me tonight. You can leave if you wanted to, because you're drawn to the sun tonight. I'm not holding Him. He's holding me. Hallelujah. You didn't get a hold of Him. He got a hold of you. Amen. Oh, but I don't know how in the world. I'm just barely hanging on. No, you're not. He's got a hold of you. Amen. Those who are going to be a bride can't keep from being a bride. Why? Watch birth pains again. It's like that little dewdrop. All right? I don't know what the formula of it is. Glory. He don't know. He don't know. You don't know. All we know is it fell from up there. Landed down here. Maybe there'd be a science. I'm just going to say what I think. Go ahead, Brother Brown. We'll just say amen to it. It might be some kind of congested group of atmosphere coming together in a dark night. Huh? It falls to the earth. And when it does, it's born in the night. Oh, glory to God. Man, I feel like running laps around this building. Look out. But in the morning, I'm going to say it again. In the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus. Come on, somebody. I said, give me Jesus. In the morning, in the morning was the first day. In the morning, it's laying there, cold, shivering. Maybe on a little blade of grass hanging on your clothesline, but just let that sun shine on it once. Look how privileged we are tonight. Week in and week out, He shines and floods your life with His light. But He's only obligated to you one time. I want to say it again. God ain't obligated to you 100,000 times. He's obligated to you one time. You know why one time? Because if that light ever strikes a predestinated seed, it springs to life. Brother, it don't take 40 years. I'm telling you, it don't take 100 years. Let the light hit the seed. The power of transformation lays there. Glory! Let that shine on at once. Did you notice? How? Woo. Wake up and say amen. Woo. Notice how happy it gets? It just glistens, quivers. Must be a Pentecostal dewdrop. I'm sorry. It just come out. I'm sorry. I said the forbidden word. Pentecostal. Oh no. It glistens. It quivers. Why? Listen to this. It knows. It knows that if that sunlight is going to draw it back to where it was in the beginning. Hallelujah! Listen, brother and sister, I'm not going back 2,000 years ago. I'm not going back to Moses' day. I'm going back to what I was as a thought of God and the mind of God. Back to what I was in the beginning. So is every man, woman that's born of the Spirit of God. There's something about it. When light spreads over us. That we're happy because we know we're going back to where we come from the bosom of God. Let me close. I'm closing. I am closing. It's kind of like the airplane pilot tells you when he says we're fixing to land. When he says we're landing, that don't mean it's going to be that quick. 30 minutes later, prepare for landing. Put your say it's an upright position. Put your sell your phones. I'll let you on. We're landing. We're landing. We're not landing. We're landing. We are descending. Said, Brother David, why am I even here? Brother, I said, you're here to have a showdown with the devil. We're proved. We're here. To prove that there's a power that's been given to us to become the sons of God. Satan is doing everything he can to stop it. Satan is doing everything he can to beset it. But I'll tell you, he don't know where our power lays at. There's a power in this mind. That same power that raised Lazarus from the dead. It's in this building tonight. You may not believe that, but it is. Oh, how Satan would love to beset your walk with God tonight. You realize, Satan only can do what you allow him to do. Oh my. Satan would love to take our young people and pull them right out into the world. But I'm here to tell you, he don't know there's a power upon them tonight. He would love to take moms and dads and young people and pull them back to the world. But what he don't recognize, there's a power at the seat of God tonight. Amen. The people around our message, they're losing their identity. They're losing their standards. They're losing their hope. They're losing their victory. They're losing these things. Why? The enemy's robbing them. But he don't know there's a power at work tonight. Come on, somebody. You know what our problem is? We get our eyes caught up on the dirt. We get our eyes caught up on the rocks. Preach, Brother David. We get our eyes caught up on the mistakes. We get our eyes on the trials and the problems. It's the sea that matters tonight. I'm telling you, there's something greater inside of you tonight. There's a power to make you a son of God. There's a germ seed that's inside of you. And when the light begins to shine, it quickens that seed to life. Do you believe that tonight? God's got some people that is going to have a power. God's got some young people that's going to have a power to become a son of God. God's got young people that's going to walk into the school and have a standard and say, we believe the word of God, whether you like it or not. God's going to have some daddies and some mamas who's going to keep the standard of the word and say, we believe the word of the hour. You may not like it, but there's a power here to become a son of God. What they call nonsense, we call the power. Woo, preach Brother David. What they call old fogey, we call a power. Come on, somebody. What they call fanatic, we call it a power. If I'm crazy, just let me be crazy. Because I am a son of God tonight. It don't matter what anybody else thinks, I'm a son of God! Brother, God's got some people ain't gonna bow. We ain't gonna bend. We're not giving in. We're not giving up. We're not turning around. We're pressing on! Why the light is drawing us back to where we come from. God's word can't fail. God's promise can't fail. You believe that tonight. We raise kids and we give our kids bywords. We tell them, you do that one more time. One more time. They do it again. You do that one more time. And I mean just one more time. They do it again. I'm telling you, you do that one more time, I'm going to start counting. One. Don't make me go to two. Don't you make me go to two. You ain't going to do nothing about it. All you're doing is lying to them. Amen, somebody. Don't you make me go to two. I don't want to go to two. It's been weeks since I've had to go to two. Don't make me go to two. Two. I ain't going to three. We're not going there today. No, we're not going to three. Don't make me say it. You better quit that. I'm telling you, don't make me do it. Three. Don't make me say it. It almost did. Don't make me. After a while, they know when to call your bluff. Man, but David, I wish you wouldn't have preached that tonight. They know when to call your bluff. They know you ain't going to do nothing about it. You can't threaten them. You can't do nothing about it. They're going to do what they want to do because you don't have the authority to put your foot down and say, this is the way it is. Like Brother Branham did to Billy Paul. This is the way it is. If you don't like it, hit the highway, Jack. Praise the Lord! Remember, I am an evangelist. We scatter coals. The pastor rakes them back together. And they become bywords. Don't make me. Don't you make me. I'm going to call your mama. I'm going to call your daddy. They don't care. Let them call. They know they ain't going to do nothing either. They're just bywords. But when it comes to God, He ain't got no bywords. When God said it's going to be, it's going to be. Whether you like it or I like it or anybody likes it, it's going to come to pass. Because God ain't going to bluff you. He says what He means and means what He says. When God said there's going to be a bride without spot or wrinkle. He didn't do it with a conjunction to how well you're going to live. He just says it's going to be that way. And that seed in you has a power to conform to the image of that son. Get your eyes off dirt. Get your eyes off your problems. Get your eyes off your flesh because your flesh ain't right, ain't never been right, ain't never going to live right. Come on, somebody. It's going to beset you every day. It's going to come against you every day. It's going to try you every day. But that seed in me says, body, shut your mouth. Come on, somebody. Today is the day of the Lord. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Why? God's power to transform. The power to become a son of God. You believe it tonight. Let's stand to our feet if you would. Hallelujah. Lazarus was dead. Dead. The Lamb said, they have embalmed his body. 4 days went by. His nose had sank in. His eyes was gone. The worms head right to the body. Amen. He was dead. He was dead, dead. Amen, somebody. Jesus knew he had died and went 4 days' journey the other direction. Oh, my. And Brother Ram said, what if your pastor knowed you was sick and went the wrong way? Well, I ain't got to see him in just about 6 months. What if Jesus would have went the wrong way when your family member died? Amen, somebody. But Jesus went by there. Mary come running out to meet him. Might be a little discouraged. Master, hey, you'd been here. My brother wouldn't have died. That's good confession. Amen. And Jesus says, Lazarus, arise. And she began to think in her mind, you know, that's true. There's a great resurrection coming. There's a great resurrection. Oh, Jesus, what you preach, that's the truth. There's a resurrection. No. What you don't understand is, I am the resurrection. And the light turned ever so slightly and began to beam down through that man called the Christ. And through that little stature of a body, words began to come out of his mouth. Brother Bram said, Jesus wiped the tears away from crying because his friend had died. As a man, he cried. But as a God, he spoke. Oh, my God! The light shined down through the man. And Jesus, Bram said, threw his shoulders back. Looked over to the tomb where he laid at. I'll always love this. He had to call the man by his name. Because that light is so strong. There was a resurrection that was coming in just a few short days. And everything in that graveyard would have followed that light because the seed responds to the light. But he directed the light to this particular son and called him by name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus. Jesus didn't have to go down there and fight with the worms and say, do you know who I am? You give me back that nose right now. That's my nose. Give it back. They had rights to the body. Jesus didn't have to fight them worms for eyeballs. Give me that eyeball back. Come on, spit it out right now. He just spoke. And by the spoken word, light brewed over that cave. And scientifically, there ain't enough educated men to figure out how it happened. All I know is God created that man's body back to what it was. And Lazarus come out of the grave. Your life is hid in that story. You was laying down in that tomb of dark denominationalism. Thought you did it my way. I did it my way. I did it my way. Yeah, that's what Elvis said. I'd do it my way. And he got it his way. He was cold and different. The longer you stayed around it, you become formalist. We don't say amen no more. That's Pentecostal. We don't worship with our hands no more. God knows my heart. I agree, he does know your heart. But does your heart know God? You can't keep the leaves from reaching out to where they come from. Trees don't grow upside down. Rose bushes don't grow upside down. Plants don't grow upside down. They reach back to where they come from. And they begin to worship. Oh, let's bow our hearts out. Oh, I'm sorry to keep going while you're standing. He just wasn't done yet. Power to become the sons of God. Oh, Lord Jesus. Author of eternal life, giver of every good gift. Oh, how awesome you are tonight, Lord. We realize that within all of this dirt and rocks and problems laid a seed down inside of our lives. And nothing could stop that seed from coming to pass. I trust tonight every person in this building, I don't care what they've been through, I don't care what they're going through tonight, I want to let them know it's God's power to transform tonight. They may not know what to do in their life and their situation. They may have faced a wall and they don't know. They may have come against the mountain and don't know how to get around it. I pray tonight. Why should we worry? Why should we complain? Why should we debate? We got a God that has the power to transform dirt. Help me just lay it in your hands tonight, Lord. Help your church just to lay it into your hands. I ask you tonight, Father. Help us to be able to surrender ourselves to you. Lord, help us to realize we don't have no ability on our own. We're just the children of God. It's your power to do it tonight, Lord. I ask, dear God, may you drive back the clouds from this church. May you drive back all the coldness and the formalism as Satan tries to creep upon us day in and day out, service in and service out. I pray, dear God, may the clouds break. Let the sun shine tonight. May these plants of God, this crop of Almighty God, may these wheat plants begin to lift our hands and give praise back to the God who allowed them to be what they are. It's God's power, power to become the sons of God. May you grant it tonight, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, amen. Amen. We've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. Can we sing it together? How many believes you're an overcomer? Oh, I just love him tonight with all of my heart. Well, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers in this life. We've been made. I come through the door, I felt His presence. Yes, I did. And I knew
This was the place where the Holy Ghost see the God of man. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God Almighty, for we are standing in His presence. We are standing in His presence. Oh, let's lift our hands and tell Him tonight. Come on, see the God. We are standing.
become the sons of God. Not make believe, not put on, not pretend. To become, exist as sons of God. Amen. Let's just bow our hearts if you would tonight. Lord, we thank you for the word of God. I pray, Lord, as the word is as a seed that went forth tonight. Lord, may it fall upon good ground, I pray. I rebuke the enemy tonight that lies to our minds and tells us that we can't make it. That you're just putting on. You're not really a son of God. I rebuke that thought tonight. There's a power in this building that's made us sons of God. Lord, we stand tonight claiming victory over every devil, every disease, every sickness. In the name of Jesus, move on every heart, I pray, oh God. Lord, help us to realize there's a power tonight you put in our hands. Help us, dear God, to be good stewards. May we march, may we press back, Lord, for one morning. Hallelujah! You'll draw us back to where we was at in the beginning. Until then, we'll keep pressing and keep fighting in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said,
amen.
Oh, praise be to God. Praise God. We're going to let you be dismissed earth in the morning. You appreciate the word of God.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad. Well, I leave here and let that devil know when he tells you you're not a son of God, tell him there's a power that exists tonight. You may not be aware of it. You may not see it. It's laying there tonight. Power that becomes a son of God. Amen. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Set me free.